Look. See it?
Yeah, where do you look up?
This one's on already. This is a personal Pesach Sheni. Sorry, where are we at? Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Pashas Emor, Chai Ior, Lagba Oime, 30th of April, Harav Yehuda Baruch Lieberman Shlita, Pasha theme.
So Pasha theme is something to get to the Pasha, but it would be difficult not to speak about Lagba Oime. Baruch Shem, it's a Pasha theme as well, so one can get Lagba Oime in Yonim of Sfira. I'm the Pasha and Yom Diyoma. Lag BaOmer is a day where the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva were Paskum Milamos, and we stopped the Avelus of Yemei HaSfira. So the Sfira is a time of Avelus, and on this day we're able to stop the Avelus. Unfortunately, the news we've heard was very far from a Paskum Milamos. That's Nefach le'evil mecheleinu, we should be zeichet to hear b'suris tevis.
Amen.
The avelus of Yemei HaSfira, versteht sich, isn't b'mikra. The point in Yemei HaSfira, there was avelus. Because Chazal u'kevea, the Yemei HaSfira, times of Avelus, it's clearly shaykh to the Etzem Kedushas HaYoyim, clearly there's something there that could bring to Avelus. The tragedies that happened during the Crusades, also we say Avarachmim, the Yemei HaSfira. There's something that tells us, there's something, L'chira, these Yomim should be Yomim of Simcha. They should be Yomim where Klal Yisrael is celebrating, where there's a remarkable Siyata Dishmaya. We know that Ramban this week, Sedra, tells us that the Yomim should be Pesach Lishvus of a special Kayach, a special Skula. There's an Atzeres of Shmini Atzeres, straight after Sukkot, Kiyodua. Sukkot leads into a Shmini Atzeres, where we hold together, where we bring together the whole Kedusha of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Pesach also has an Atzeres. Shavuos is called Atzeres, right through Shas. Shavuos is called Atzeres. That's the Atzeres of Pesach, so the Ramban. And there's a tzad chol hamoed to the yomim of the Sfira. They're sandwiched between two kedushas, and we're moving from one kedusha to another kedusha. We're counting from Pesach to Shavuos. These yomim of a nirdigas skula kedusha, and yet somehow within these yomim, there's a risk of some kitrug. Sfira. Sfarim says Sfira is Miloshen Sapir, something pure, something clear, something that's transparent. There can be a clarity a person can be zeicha to in these yomim, but we have to get there. What is it? What's the... Rabbi Shapira Zatzal would always bring from the Maharal that the yomim of Sfira, the kirch of these yomim, is an avoid of hachona for Matan Torah. How is a person making for Matan Torah? In the Rebbein Shem gives chokhmah to those who are chokhm, to those who are shaykh to chokhm. How's a person shaykh to chokhmah? No, he's a chokhm alim in the kolodom. Shein Rabbein Yehuda. How's a person shaykh to chokhmah? Through a havas chokhmah, through a cheshik for chokhmah, through an interest in chokhmah. And how do we develop an interest in chokhmah? Through valuing, through appreciating, through understanding the importance of what the chashivus of Chochmas HaTorah gives us, looking forward to Matan Torah, says the chinuch is the avod of Yemei HaSfira, and that when a person builds an appreciation for what's going to happen on Har Sinai, what's going to happen on Matan Torah, what's going to happen on Shavuos, a person then is shayach to the Kedush Sayomim, and then they can have a Matan Torah. Somebody told me they had a very difficult time. He came in, he was completely iskamuchit. I said, what happened, what? He said, his son, whatever, interesting story, whatever the matter he's in, back upon him, he decided he's going to get involved in some business, and he discovered some very, very cheap stuff in Europe somewhere, Poland, Duchzach, and he reckoned he'd import it, so he arranged it, kids, he got it, Taka bought it, dead cheap, and the company agreed to ship it, including the price, Givaldi, and he was going to sell this stuff off. Shtigl harebrained scheme, but that was this teenager's, teenager, probably 20 at the time, his idea. Kitzer told his father about it in passing, and then one morning they get a call, the delivery's on its way. And about half an hour later, the delivery turns up. It wasn't small boxes, huge boxes. And so he said, what are you going to do with it? He'd planned to put it in the garage. There was space in the garage, in theory, but there was other things in the garage as well. The garage was stuffed full. They'd actually taken a truck and sent it from Europe to their address. So they had to unpack now, although the fellow wasn't hanging around. If they didn't unpack right away, then he'd turn around and go back. So he agreed to wait a bit, the fellow, while they unpacked the garage in 2 hours. Then the family and the neighbors, they munched. They worked like meshuggah to empty the garage, and they managed to fit the stuff in. The moral of the story is, if you don't have storage, then you may get delivery, but it's a problem because there's nowhere to put it. Amatn Torah noch sein bei Hashem, ob ich sicher, um die Yema Chamishim, and Shuas, to Matn Torah, but we have to have somewhere to put it. And there has to be a clay kibble. And the clay kibble for Torah is the yachas, the importance, the chashivus that we have for Torah. The Yom, says the Maharal, the Avod of Sphira is to appreciate the chashivus of Torah in the first 32 days of the Sphira, are particularly negeh to that Avodah, to covet HaTorah. The covered means not cute, you know, standing up for someone. Covered atari, standing up for Talmud Chacham, but the covered is a dovah shebelev. Covered reflects the inner chashivus that person has for something. Covered bigamatria lev, the workings of the lev are the value that we give to something. Our decisions are not so much made in our heads as we think they are. Yeah, our heads weigh things up, but what we do, what we focus on, what really gets our attention, depends on the lave, and the lave is totally on the covered. How important is it? How much weight does it have, perhaps? Rachman al-Islam, l'fi erkom, l'fi madregosom, Talmidi Rabbi Kiva, l'ino agu covered zebezeh, were lacking in the chashivus that they had for each other and for each other's Torah, and they lacked that covered, that kvegus, the chashivus. There's ways of approaching Torah. There's a ways of approaching Shavuos. There's a yachas that we have to Shavuos. And if it's even shall covered, I tell you, if not, if there's a chesaron in covered, then there's a kitrug rachman litzlan, and with that comes ad kedei the terrible tragedies that befell Karl Yisrael, b'mei Rekiva, Tamir Rekiva, and other tzoras since. And Zetzachis, we have to be mischazik in this inyan of chashivus of Torah, chashivus of limud Torah, chashivus of the mitzvahs of Torah, chashivus of matan Torah, to appreciate what we're looking forward to prepare clay kibble. And Sofik, the more a person's interested, the more a person comes to Leil Shavuos, understanding on this Laila, and then the yom that follows, and we're zeichen in Chutzaretz, we have two yomim, we need two yomim to be mekabel Torah, chashivus at Torah. The erech, the value of nochasugi, of nochatosis, nochamarsho. More important, the value of really understanding something properly, really letting it be misyashiv al alev, letting it become part of who we are. That's the ratios of svira. I'd like to focus also on something else, though, that's an echus, a quality of the whole chashivus that we give to Matan Torah. It's an interesting Gemara in Shabbos. I heard a pshat in it, I think is a wonderful way to prepare for a lot of Shuas, for our personal Matan Torah. The Gemara says, Ki Yodua, the Gemara says Shabbos, that Rava was sitting and learning, and Ma'ayin B'Shmaitzi, Ma'ayin was sitting and learning, and he was sitting on a rock, it seems, sitting on something hard, and he had his fingers under his legs, he seems to be sitting, and he had it maybe to help him concentrate. And he was shuckling his stomach. And while he was doing that, his fingers got rubbed and they started bleeding. And he stood and walked past, and he sees this picture, this right in front of his robber sitting, as he stood and Harvard in the and his hands are bleeding, and Robert doesn't even chap. He wasn't yetz mit his spiders. He was very disturbed, this stuki. And he said to Rava, I'm a pezizah. You're a hasty nation, you. What's going on? I was so disturbed. And he put it into historical context and he said, it's not just what you're doing today. You're an Amma Paziza. This is what you're always like. You've always been so rushed, so hasty. You put your mouth before your ears. You spoke before listening. Normal, the normal thing to do is, before you sign a contract, you read it. Before you reach an agreement, before you say yes, before you shake your hand, before you say, you listen to what's being said, to what you have to make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Before you sign a form, make sure you're not giving your house away. Check, read it first. You, Klal Yisrael, came to Torah. And the Rebbe said, I've got a Torah to give you. The sensible, the mature, the responsible thing to do would have been to stop and say, Rega, Voshteto, Mike Sibba, just like all the Umma Sa'ilam did. They said, Mike Sibba. Klal Yisrael says, Nasa v'nishma, Poshup Shah, Nasa, we'll keep it. V'nishma, and then we'll work out what it is that we're keeping. But first we commit to keeping. Such a rush. Such a lack, such a behola. Such a lack of yishuv. And I see you're still the same, sitting on your hands and bleeding. Now, I hear that Nasa Kedin v'nishma could be seen as a pezizus, as rushing. But sitting on your hands is anything to do with rushing? It doesn't say Rava was running to give shir, or Rava was running to learn, and because he was running, he slipped and he hurt his fingers. He was sitting running around. Where's the rush? Where's the pezizus? What did he see here that reminded him of the Nasa Kedim Nishma? And Rava says back to him, says there's a difference in how you approach things. There's a pasuk that says, Tumas Yishorin Tanchi, the Tumimus, the simplicity and straightforwardness of Yesharim, of those who are straight, Tanchim, that leads them, that guides them. And we, says Rava, the emissary Yidden, those who are Shaykh to Torah, they kept this pasuk of Tumas Yesharim Tanchim. We were straight with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we were Yosha. Abin you, he says to the Tzduki, people like you, but you, it says Selef Boigdim. Those who are Boigdim, those who are traitorous, are Selef. They're crooked. They're not Yosha. And that's why your relationship broke down and you don't understand Nasa v'nishma. So Rashi, we approach Matan Torah with Ava. And when you approach Matan Torah with Ava, you appreciate that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will give you something that is stout. This is a Rashi. It's a Rashi. It's a Gemara. It's two ways of approaching Matan Torah. But I heard something this year that I think puts the whole thing into perspective. It makes it such a meaningful hispanus in where we're going in the mayor sphere, what it means to have a richtige Kabbalah Satur. There's a kasha that we always talk about before Pesach. We may have spoken about it this year. The sugya of the matzahs. Yidden, or Yodua, Erlich Yidden, somehow, maybe because of experiences and not having kosher food, I don't know where it comes from, but I know one thing. Yidden travel with food. You ever notice that? You're on a train and they stop for a snack. Oh, it's a good day, it's pekalach, mit noch kloch pekalach, mit noch. You go out for an outing. By the time you get out, it's after lunch. The plan is you're going to be back for supper. Oh, Oba, put my pack there and the whole car has been full of food. I said, this is chisp, says a Yiddish azach. Oba, it's a good day, it's mitzrayim, vegam tzeda le'osulem. But they didn't have time. They knew where they were going. The Makelchem b'yedchem, Nalechem b'raglechem, they knew they were going. And the Pari came running out at midnight, and he said, no, out. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, hold it, we'll go in the morning. He said, they couldn't have prepared some. But I said, it bothered me for years, Hashem Zach. Rashi talks about it, Rashi says in Chumash, why the Taka left without food, why didn't they have food prepared? So Rashi, does state Shvachon Shel Yisrael, that they went out into a midbar with their families, without food, without provisions. They didn't prepare anything. The normal azach would be, you prepare. They didn't prepare. So the b'teach b'kodesh baruch hu. It's interesting, azach. That's bitochen. They should prepare, and then if you're left without food, then you b'teach b'kodesh baruch hu. It seems somehow bitochen is mechayev that they don't prepare tzedek l'derech. And Rashi brings up also. Pasuk steht, Lechteich acharei bamidbar. Say this, Rishon ben Davon, Zochalti loch chesed nuraich. Musafim. Zochalti loch chesed nuraich, the Rebbein Hashem says. I remember the chesed of your youth. Ahavas kluloisaich, the love of our engagement, our marriage. Lechteich acharei bamidbar be'eretz leizuri. My son's yeshiva, so the zin zayin, was Weichenstein, so the evolve the hair here. Why is it chesed? Chesed is when you give something to somebody else. Bitochen is chesed. So it's zochalti loch chesed nuraich. Zochalti loch should be bitochen nuraich. Interessant. And why is it ahavas kilo loisaich? The ava of the marriage. It was bitochen. Vasotz mit the klutz, mit the chuppah, vasotz satom. When you think about the yachas of a chosan and a kala, they're about to get married. What is it that the kala wants from the chosan? There's love, there's appreciation, there's yachas. But possibly more simple than all of that is, she wants to be able to rely on him. She wants to be able to rely on him to look after her. When a kala says yes, and when a kala doesn't say yes, and you can't, the girl doesn't want to say yes, it's often because she doesn't feel that she hasn't heard from him, I will look after you. I'll be there with you, I'll be there for you through thick and thin. When she hears that, she'll go with him. What does the chosam want to hear from the kala? What does he want her to give him? Trust in that avtoch. Chandiri digadahe. The Rebbein Shiren, when he says to Klal Yisrael, come out of Mitzrayim, I want to take you to Matan Torah. I want to take you through the Tavnes that they came out of Horazah. What he's saying to Klal Yisrael is, you'll be my Kala, Shrei Tibran Psuki. He said, and Klal Yisrael heard the Shir HaShirim, the Rashi says at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, Moshcheni Yacharecho Narutza. When you start, Moshcheni Akleinu Shlep Acharecho Narutza, Klal Yisrael's ahava to the Rebbein Shalom was, we were his kala, and we trusted him. That's what a kala gives to the chosan. That's how she invests in the relationship. Does a chesed nuraich? It's the chesed of the beginning of the relationship. It's the ahava of a marriage is expressed in the siyachsus to the chosan. The Shtovas Rebbe, I know, I trust you. And if he invites her over and he says, come to the city, and she comes over and he says, don't worry, I'm going to look after you, we're going to get married. And she comes in and she's prepared herself provisions just in case there's not enough. Weissman has this shidduch, it's not going to be straightforward. This is not going to be a great marriage. If she can't trust him to look after her, but the avos kluloseich was gam tzedol moyosulem. Avad bitochen is neridik, but bitochen in context means that we recognize that the Rebbein Shalom is there to look after us. We understand the Torah is l'toiv aseinu, and we're looking forward to Matan Torah because we appreciate that it's a yachas of chosan kala. It's a binyan of avo. It's a binyan of kesher. And for shteitzach then, a kala says to the chosan, nasa v'nishma. Because if you can't say nasa v'nishma, if you're checking that contract, then you don't realize it's a ksuba. You think it's some type of business contract. And if you think it's a business contract, forget it. It's a shanam d'zeh. When the Mesoimam say to the Rebbein Shalom, maksibbo, so the Rebbein Shalom, I built business. I'm not in that line. Just nishvein dem retzach. When Klal Yisrael say nasa v'nishma, this is the Gemara of their bitochen, of their siachus. They appreciate Torah means. They appreciate what it is. It's part. It's a ksuba. The luchas were the ksuba of Klal Yisrael. Avada, it's mechayev, it's tariag mitzvahs. But it's all expressions of the Rebbein Shalom's ava to Klal Yisrael. And when we understand that, we say, is it going to be? We're there for the Rebbein Shalom. And the leinit natera leloich lehamon. That door that had the Rebbein Shalom mefarnos them. And when Klal Yisrael get involved in their business and they're so worried about their parnosa, come the Novi and advice says that the Tintzenes Amon, I says, you don't appreciate that. It's not stambitochen. You don't appreciate that when you learn Torah, When you're mekabel Torah, you've entered the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Ava, of Kesher, of Yachas, where he's put you under his wing, where he's machnis, the chosn's machnis, the kala, tachas, kamvik susay, that's what the chuppah is. Ahavas kalu b'sayach. He's brought us in. And when we look forward to Matan Torah, the yachas, the chashivus, is to be counting towards, building towards the excitement of the kalos who leches nikras chasana, who knows that he'll look after us. That if we mekabel Torah, if we're usik in Torah, if we give up for Torah, if we makriv a little bit here and there, and say shver, laws, somebody who's shayach to this relationship as a relationship of Avad, the Kadosh Baruch of Chasana Kala, of a husband who's looking after his wife. If we approach Matan Torah that way, should be zeicha to have a Matan Torah that emphasizes miskabel, believe Adam, zeicha to hear the nasa v'nishmak v'shatorich, and the relationship should only grow in the year beyond that. Should be zeicha that we should hear no more tzoros and only b'suras teis. I'm